The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Today, of course, is the 12th of February, and I'm here with Linda Bott and
Sue.
Sue.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, great. You always do the best news. Anyway, welcome, everybody, and I'm going to give you the weather update. Today will be around 71 with a low of 38. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning, actually. Just very clear skies and beautiful. Tomorrow calls for a high of 67 and mostly clear tomorrow night. Now, our forecast on the Monday said that we could have showers, but the way it looks now is that that's pushed out to Saturday. Partly sunny, then a slight chance of showers on Saturday with a high of 63 and an overnight of 44. So there's your Friday, which is 68 and 40. Beautiful days. I don't know about you, but I've been out sun doing some yard work and getting out in the sun as much as possible. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas. Oh, we also have gusts today up to 22 miles per hour. 9 to 11 with gust up to 22, so beware of that. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And let's move right on to
the Oscars.
Good morning, and
I loved your...
Email that said that should win, could win, will win.
Will win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how did you feel about the event?
I felt pretty good about the event. I think that it was one of the better Oscars in a few years, ceremony-wise as well as just award-wise. They had a lot of musical numbers, which was my only real complaint, because it felt like there were quite a lot and there were more than normal, and I think musical numbers is something that should be cut out of an award show about movies. But besides that, I thought that the award show flowed really well. It was 3.5 hours, but to me it felt pretty short, and I was entertained the entire time, so I think that awards-wise and ceremony-wise, it was a really good year.
Now, I will say that in my, because I'm old school, I like to hear the song of the songs that are selected for Song of the Year. That's important to me because a lot of them I hadn't heard, and then we would have never seen known the woman who starred in Harriet and did the song. That was phenomenal.
Right. There's a lot of good things that come out of it. It's like probably one of the less significant awards, and yet it takes up probably way more screen time than any of the other awards do. Maybe other than Best Picture, but that's questionable. And I think that maybe if you had like a medley of all the songs or something like that, kind of like what they did with Score this year, where it was, they played the five scores, or they played like a medley of the main themes from each one. If you could do that with original song as well, just make a medley that doesn't last 3 to 4 minutes each song, I think that would work better.
So what was your outcome with, what did you feel about the show? Because you're our film critic, you're our Oscar guy, you're our, what movies are being released,
Are you talking about the decisions that were made?
Yeah, or just overall,
what
everything.
About Best Picture? Huge, huge surprise.
Right.
I mean, the South Korean group, and they, you know, I mean, it was a very interesting movie.
But you said it could be an upset.
A lot of people were debating between 1917 or Parasite for what was going to win. And it turned out that Parasite ended up getting the win. I think that this movie just had a lot of passion behind it. I think a lot of people really wanted it to win. And the fact that it's the first foreign language film to ever win Best Picture, and it's the first four awards that South Korea has ever won, Oscars-wise, it's extremely impressive. And it just goes to show that this is a really well-made movie that transcends language and transcends culture, because the story is very economically based. It's about the rich and the poor, and the way that it tells its story, it's very universal so that it works in South Korea and it works in America, and that's very difficult because those are two completely different cultures, one of which is more collectivist and one of which is more individualistic, but it goes to show that the message of the movie really does stretch across mm-hmm. all of them. Mm-hmm. And Best Director as well going to Bong Joon-ho for Parasite. That one was even more surprising because I thought maybe Best Picture will be Parasite or 1917. It's kind of 50-50. But I thought Director was for sure Sam Mendes. I thought it was very possible that it could be Picture, Parasite, Director, Sam Mendes. And it didn't end up going that way. They ended up giving it to Bong Joon-ho as well. And he actually tied with Walt Disney for the most awards ever won during a single ceremony. He won wow. four awards, so he was on the stage four times for Picture, Director, Screenplay, and International Feature.
Yeah. Yeah. After the first one, he said, oh, good, now I can go relax and drink. And,
right.
Which I thought was probably the true statement. Now, all your picks for the rest of them, Pitt, Dern, Zellweger, and
Phoenix.
And Phoenix. Right on the mark. But the other ones that you chose were right on the mark, too. So what was the biggest surprise besides the besides Best Picture and Best Director?
It was interesting this year that there wasn't that many surprises. It was always the first place or the second place. The biggest surprise to me was actually some pretty minor awards in the Sound Awards. Hmm. You had Sound Editing and Sound Mixing. And a lot of people were predicting 1917 for both categories. That's what I predicted. And quite a few people predicted that it would be 1917 for sound editing, but Ford v. Ferrari for sound mixing. And that makes sense. It's a racing movie, so in case you don't know the difference between sound editing and mixing, sound editing is creating the sounds and placing them at an appropriate time in the editing software. Mixing has to do with the levels, the volume, and the intensity of the sound. So Ford v. Ferrari would make sense in sound mixing because there's a lot of driving sounds, and a lot of the races are dependent on those driving sounds and the way that they get louder and quieter depending on where the camera is placed or how hard they turn or anything like that was very, very well done. So I was thinking that Ford v Ferrari was going to get Best Sound Mixing. It ended up being the opposite.
Hmm.
It got Best Sound Editing, and 1917 got Best Sound Mixing.
And you know why I got that right? It's because I mixed it up on my when I was writing down.
Oh, really?
Okay. I reversed them from what you know from what you had.
What's happening?
I put 1917 as
okay,
goal.
Okay, I think I had 17, but I think I picked Ford and Ferrari somehow by accident.
But it was fun. We attended an Oscar party.
But those people and that just did, got too wrong.
Yeah, they studied.
Them.
They study. They watch. It's really fun. I mean, they really get into it. And like I said, there's a questionnaire. You put $20 in a pot. And, I mean, they're very serious. Yeah, very serious about, you know, like who's going to win and who's not. So it's an Oscar party, seriously. Now, okay, just a few minutes left. What do we do now? It's over. What's coming up?
Well, we have an exciting year for film coming up, but something significant from the ceremony is that the ratings were down 20% from last year.
They're tanking.
Yeah.
And they were down from the year before.
Yeah, last year they like peaked a tiny bit, so it looked like there was some hope. And a lot of people thought it was the no host thing, but this year they tanked pretty hard, down 20%, 23 million viewers, which is still quite a few viewers, but for a huge award show like this, there should be more.
Well, don't you think it's the political thing? Do you think people are people just, you know,
over it? What is
over it?
I don't think it's a political thing because you've had political speeches at the Oscars all the way back since the 50s and 60s. I mean, Marlon Brando didn't accept an award because of the treatment of Native Americans
in the film industry.
And unlike you, I saw that.
Yeah. So they've always been there, so I don't think that's it. I think it has to do possibly with no host. I think that the runtime is just too long, 3.5 hours. It worked for me, but it probably didn't work for many other people because that was the length of The Irishman, and a lot of people thought The Irishman was too long.
Yeah, we saw the first season of The Irishman, I think
yeah.
is what they said.
Yeah.
And Steve Martin and Chris Rock were funny.
Funny.
Yeah,
I like
funny. And, you know, they're saying we're not hosting here. We've been demoted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, we have to run, but here's a question from the audience here. Has he seen a lower budget movie called Bad Samaritan?
I have not seen Bad Samaritan.
Okay.
Yeah, I know of the movie, but I haven't seen it.
Okay. Hey, Robert, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you for always checking in and tell us what to go see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like what's out there that we must see.
We're going to have a break, and Terry Raposa will join us right after the break. But this portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. You know that 9 out of 10. Couples prefer a different mattress firmness from feather soft to firm, and you can adjust your side of the Sleep Number bed to what you want. My Sleep Number setting is 65.
And my sleep number setting last night was 55.
So, you know what? Doesn't, you don't, you know what? Your life is compromises, but not in how you sleep.
True.
And Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. And you're only going to find Sleep Number at one of their 600 Sleep Number stores nationwide. And ours is in the Target Shopping Center. Go on down and see them. And right now you can save 50% on the 360 limited edition smart bed. Now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. So head down to the Target Shopping Center to the Sleep Number store and find out why so many people choose Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
Okay.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you will be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 7:19 in the morning here on the 12th of February. And in the studios, we have Terry Raposa. Terry's got his own show on Sunday mornings from 9 to 10, Jefferson State of Mind. And he is one of the opponents of Measure A. And we try to have, you know, what we do, we have both sides on. So, Terry, you've come on today to say there's three things that you believe are giving or is leads to your opposition of this. Is that correct?
Yeah, buddy. Thanks for having me on. Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Susie Q, wherever you are.
Good morning.
She's laying in bed like every smart person is.
Sue? I hope
no,
not.
Sue's right there.
You better be
right
there.
I don't know
there.
Who you're talking about.
Oh, Sue. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
Sue,
yeah.
Our producer.
Sue and Sally. Okay.
When we talked yesterday, I had prepared something because you said I'd have a half an hour. But what I'll do is I'll go ahead and I'll try to get through this as quickly as I can. And what I want to do is I want to break this down into three categories. And it's not so much that I'm against a measure like Measure A. I'm just against the way this one is written and why. And I want to give you those reasons. The first one is the salaries that we pay that ties into it. The second thing is what is wrong with the measure. And the third thing, which I really was hoping to spend some time on, was an immediate solution. But first of all, we have to see how we got here. First thing is that as we look at everything, we've got to look at what's happening as far as the salaries go of what we pay the people that we want to hire more of.
Are these all the city salaries?
This particular part is going to be some of it's the city, some of it's not, but I'd like to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, okay, as we look at this, Police Chief Roger Moore's total compensation in 2016 was $367,207.50. And I thought we need to compare this apples to apples. That's fair. Let's compare Reading with Chico. Chico has 1,000 more people than we do. The police department's about the same size. So let's compare apples to apples. The police chief in Chico made $209,466.41. That's a fair comparison. But it seems as though our police chief made $160,000 more. Let's go down a little further. Let's check and see how many people. I think, Carl, that we've mentioned before, it's approximately 98 police officers in Reading. Out of the 98, 55 make more than $200,000 a year in total compensation. In Chico.
And that includes your medical and dental and all that.
Carl,
right?
It's total compensation. It's
right.
Apples to apples.
I'm just wanting people to understand that. It's not
total,
just their salary.
Total compensation. And so when you have the police chief of Reading making $160,000 more, what happens with the rest of the department? In the city of Reading, 55 of the 98 make over $200,000 a year in total compensation. In the city of Chico, there are only two people that make over $182,000. There's only one that makes over $200,000. That's the police chief. The second highest paid is a sergeant at $182,658.86. Now, if we take that number, so we have two people in the Chico Police Department, same size as ours, comparing apples to apples, they have two guys making over $182,000 a year. Out of the 98 we have 68. Now, here's the scary part and why I bring this up. And I just gave Carl a sheet on 2016. When we look at that and try to look at a comparison of 2014, which is the last one we did, Chief Paletti was with us then. His pay and benefits at that time was $263,000 and $328.30. Roger Moore at that time was making $260,581.35, but over the next few years received a 40% increase. Here's the scary part. As we go to factually what people were making. And remember, AB 109 happened a while ago. There was a problem with that. We knew it was a problem for a while. When we go back and we look at this, we see now that in this was given in 2014, that we had over, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, looks like we have about 12 that were making over $180,000 a year. Now we have 68. How does that work? How does that work? How does it work that we have a situation where we had three guys, over a quarter of $1 million a year in total benefits. Now we have 12. How does that work in a few short years? So the idea is trust. And the reason I bring this up is because we have to have a government that we elect, that work for us, that trusts us. How can we trust them with money when we see a 40% increase over 4 years? How do we do that? So,
and again, we need to point out that this, we're talking about the city right now.
Okay, and we could do the whole county, but we haven't got time for that. But I wanted to show this because it's very disturbing. I mean, there's no one who can deny the fact that that's pretty disturbing. There's been comments saying that, gee whiz, we have to pay guys more to come here, and the reason that we have to pay them more is because, you know, moving here. I mean, who wouldn't want to live in San Francisco? I mean, gosh, you know, San Francisco is a much better place to live there than here, right? And why would you come here and make more money than in San Francisco? Why would you ever do that? I mean, you know, it's what, about $1 million for a house, $2 million for a house, and it's $400,000 here. So, some of the arguments, and another argument that I heard on yesterday's program that I was a little concerned about was the fact that a gentleman had mentioned, you know, it looks bad on paper. Well, no, sir, this isn't bad on paper. This is just simply, this isn't an opinion. This isn't, somebody's idea of what's happening. This is what is happening. And it looks bad on paper because it is bad. It's out of sight. So how do we trust the government to handle our money? Keyword is trust. Now, what's wrong with the measure? Well, what's wrong with the measure are several things. First of all, it goes into a bond. There's no sunset clause. And here's a question I have about the way the measure is written. Why is it that it's 4 out of 5 in a quorum to approve whether or not, out of the Board of Supervisors, to approve whether or not we reduce the money in the tax or we get rid of it? Why is it 4 out of 5 and not 3 out of 5? I asked Supervisor Morgan that, and he said, I wish it was 5 out of 5. That concerns me, too. The other thing that concerns me is the fact that there really isn't anything definite in there, and we talk about old money and new money. And I know this is a hard concept to understand, and I've read to where, you know, that we could arrest them, a citizen's arrest, which is one of the solutions that I have, if I ever get to that. But the deal is that why that's a bad deal is because if you have money that you write in a measure that says it is for existing jail expenses, existing, that means that those expenses exist already.
I think they used the word existing and new.
Okay, it doesn't matter. The word existing is there. I hear what you're saying.
But it says existing and new.
Well, it says existing.
If you leave people thinking it just says existing.
Well, no.
Means no new jail.
The thing is that I did come into debate. You asked me to come in and explain why I'm here. It says existing. I don't care whether it says existing and new toilets. It doesn't matter. It says existing. So since it says that, there's no repercussions that we have on someone if they take the money they're using for that existing thing, not the new thing, but the existing thing, and use it for something else. That's not against the law. So if they're using AB 109 money or general fund money for a certain thing there, and they're using the same money for that thing that's there, because there is no stipulation at all, if they use the same money there, they can take the old money legally and honestly and use it for whatever they want. So really and truly, and also a citizen's arrest, how does that work exactly? I'm going to talk about that in the solution part. But as we look at this particular issue, we have no sunset clause, no end to it. The tax will always be with us. It's not specific. We know that there's old money that they can use for something else because legally there's no jurisdiction of Measure A over AB 109 money or over any other money that the county has. So with this position, how can you look at that and say they couldn't do it? Because they can do it legally, and we can't prosecute them for it. Now, the thing we have to realize is that we have to have a solution for this.
You know what? Is this going to take – you know what? I'm going to take a break because I'm going to swing you over past this next segment. I want to hear what your solution is.
Good.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by Watson Health. But here's something else. Shasta Regional Medical Center is a proud supporter of Downtown Reading, sponsoring many downtown-focused events, and encouraging our community to keep to shop local. But it's the only hospital with a Da Vinci XI surgery robot. This surgery system which I've seen, enables a surgeon to perform minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments and a 3D high definition. When you talk to the people that use it, one, it extends the lifespan of physicians because they're not standing over a patient working for 3 to 4 hours. They're sitting there and working with a very, very precise machine that can make the types of surgical maneuvers that means the patient gets less pain, gets out earlier, and enhances their ability to recover quickly. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:30 here in the morning. And our guest is Harry Poza. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The Redding Rancheria pays state and federal taxes, transient occupancy taxes, sales taxes, and special taxes that are applicable only to our tribe. When the Rancheria relocates the casino to our I-5 property, we will generate even more local taxes. These taxes and fees help the city and county fund essential governmental services. The local community faces many challenges in the near future, and the Rancheria is committed to being a part of the solution. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and our guest in this segment is Terry Raposa. And Terry's first 2 points was the salaries and he's not against the law enforcement, just to make let everybody understand that. But
my family is the chief of police.
Yeah, it's just he's he's concerned as, about the amount of money we pay the existing police.
I'm concerned about the trust.
The trust.
Because
the
we
trust
have to trust
issue.
That. And the same thing with the county, but you didn't want me to go to that, so I won't. But as far as the county goes, just one quick thing. That is, there is a trust factor in this. We had Joe Comeni come in and speak. He spoke to us as the Board of Supervisor came in and brought in a sheet that was made that says vote yes on Measure A. I don't know where it was printed up at, but he came in as an elected official with coming in with a slant like that when we simply asked him about the facts of the situation. That was a little disturbing, and bringing in a sheet saying yes on Measure A and handing him out, that just isn't right. Depending on where you had it printed, I'm sure you had it printed at Office Depot or something. Anyway, the thing, we need to talk about a solution for these things. First of all, the trust factor is immediately important. As you all know, we just hired a new person to take Larry Lease's job. He's making $30,000 more a year. The excuse was we didn't have anybody else who was qualified. We had to pay the guy more because he's coming over here from Santa Barbara. I mean, after all, it's so inexpensive to live in Santa Barbara. Had to sell his home. You know, oh my gosh, you know, just terrible, and then has to move here. So we have to pay him more, so we're going to justify that raise by saying we had to pay $25,000 more when the normal situation is paying people less than what the prior people made. Now, here's the solution to all of this. The people we elect, the people we put into office, the people we ask to represent us as our employees, do we trust them? First of all, do they trust us? How can we elect people who don't trust us? And here's a good example of it. How do we solve this? Well, the first thing we can do is enact Penal Code Section 26150B/2, which is an open carry permit, which is allowed to be given to citizens by a sheriff under any county under 200,000 people. It's allowed to be given. Now, it's a good thing to have because, frankly, when people go through jumping through the hoops of a concealed carry permit, isn't it about the discernment of when to use the weapon, not where you carry the weapon? If Linda's out somewhere and she has it in her purse or she has it on her hip, what's the difference? The point is that she has passed a test on the discernment of when you use the weapon, and probably no one knows this better than you, Carl. When you draw a weapon, you're not going to aim to shoot them in the toe. So the deal is that it's about the discernment situation. So apparently our sheriff doesn't trust us, or our sheriff didn't trust us, or our law enforcement doesn't trust us. It could be a very strong assumption, number one. Number two, if in fact, when I asked Sheriff McGreeny, he was on the show, I asked him two questions. First of all, I asked him about open carry and about the discernment issue, and he said he'd think about that, number one. Number two, I said, well, if carrying concealed, and I'd ask Tom Basinka this, if carrying concealed, you believe that's tactically superior, then why do your officers open carry? And the response to that was, we open carry because it's a deterrent, number one, and number two, it also is easier for them to get through their guns. So what you're saying, and this is, again, does the government trust us? What you're saying is that since these people have learned all this stuff, they have the right to carry this weapon, which shouldn't be a permit anyway. They have this right. Since we have all those issues, then really and truly, shouldn't the citizens that hire you as your employee, as their employees, shouldn't that particular citizen have the same level of protection and deterrent that you do? So if we have open carry, now we have people that are walking around and they have guns on their hips.
Okay. So one part of the solution is open carry. What's the other part?
Second part of the solution would be to talk about citizens' arrest and have a teaching process on citizens' arrest so people know how to do it properly, what the reasonable force is, those kinds of things. You could take people, Carl, you'd be perfect for your neighborhood, plus you have a lot of background in all these types of things. You'd be perfect. So we don't need to take a lot of time up to learn this. We can have maybe 10 people that learn this, and then you guys could go out and teach the community, and we'd be able to do that. The third thing we could have is something that would be called a community watch. This community watch would be basically people who would volunteer to patrol neighborhoods. Now, the other thing is that, again, knowing how to do a citizen's arrest and open carry, okay,
mm-hmm.
with those kinds of things, use discretionally. But, see, if the bad guy knows that you could open carry, and that doesn't mean you do it all the time. It means you do it when it's judicious to do it, like maybe if you're walking out in the woods with your kids or you're walking in the park with your kids. after they've gone through and done the metal detector to pick up all the needles on the ground so the kids can play.
Okay, so let me, open carry, community watch, and then,
training.
Training to arrest people.
And then you go and you educate the public that we are a sanctuary county, like they now have 121 in Virginia. You are a sanctuary Second Amendment county. And lastly, what we do is we go ahead and we make sure that we get people educated, especially police officers. When I hear that it makes a police officer nervous when he sees somebody carrying a gun, that's a training problem. That's not an issue that we have that's anything other than a training problem for your officers.
Okay. Is there any place in here as a solution, is a jail to put away bad guys?
Here's the thing about the jail. Of course there's a solution for the jail, but there's none in Proposition A either. I'll say it again. There's none in Measure A. There is none in Measure A, period, end of sentence. There are people that are saying you can put this thing in the ground right away. It'll take 2 years at least for people to break ground in a jail.
Yes.
You want something immediate. You asked me about something immediate. I'm offering something immediate we could do tomorrow. Tomorrow. The educational process, let's get some signs up. We're a sanctuary county. We have open carry. We believe in the Second Amendment. You don't think that's going to deter anything? Of course it will. And that's a start, but we're not doing anything now except wanting to give people money that have shown that they can't handle our money with the facts I've presented and that they spend our money in a very unjudicious way. So, you know, that's sort of where it's at. I really wish that we had a couple of hours really to talk about this.
In the next week, or at least in the next week or two before the election, I'm going to invite you back on because I did say today, you know, you said, you know, to give your points, as I do, you know, Measure A people. And we'll spend an hour on this, and we'll go through point by point what you said. Okay?
That'll be good, especially if we can –
because we're both – you know what? We're friends. We can get along like this, and we can argue, and there's all types of things here. But we can use other points.
No, you're the bomb, buddy. We can go have a beer and talk about this first if you want. I'm in. Take the girls out.
Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our friends from Shining Affair.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Our parents, grandparents, and loved ones, as they grow older, face many risks. But together, we can make a difference. You can support the Gatekeepers Program, which provides support, care, and protection needed by our elders. Come to the Shining Affair, a fundraiser for Shining Care. Here's your hosts and Masters of Ceremony, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's right. Save the date. Saturday, February 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino.
Share the love. The Gatekeeper's Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment to benefit at-risk elders. Remember, bling, sparkle, and shine. Show your love and support for our seniors.
Semi-formal to formal, come dressed in your best bling, sparkle, and shine for a chance to win Best in Bling Awards.
And, Carl, I'll see you in the kissing photo booth.
Oh, yeah.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted.
who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. We want leaders who are trusted to do what's right for our community. They value input from others. Leaders seek solutions rather than just complain about the problems. That's why I'm running for re-election for supervisor. I have brought forward ideas to improve our community. I have the experience, knowledge, and most importantly, the integrity to do the job.
Vote Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Leonard Modi, Shasta County Supervisor District 2, 2020.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Somehow my computer switched over to the New York Times.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Good morning. 7:46 in the morning here on the 12th, and it's nice today.
It's beautiful. We're going to have a sunny day. Right now, if you look outside, it's absolutely gorgeous with our highs today about 71. That's that kind of sun weather you want to go out and sit in and or get out and do some lawn work or yard work. Lows of 38. Tomorrow calls for 67 with overnight lows of 39. We do have a warning of gusts up to 22 miles per hour today, but as I look outside, I see absolutely no movement in the leaves, so I'm not sure what that is. But anyway, winds with 9 to 11 miles per hour. It has been somewhat windy lately, but anyway, so there's a warning of that. Partly sunny, then chance of showers on Saturday. We just have a beautiful, and it may be just like showers this weekend, but a beautiful week. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. And we're here with our guests. Thank you for waiting. We want you to, first of all, we've covered this event, but we want to go a little bit deeper into what the event is about and who you are. Would you please introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Colleen Nelson. I'm the program manager and gatekeeper coordinator for Shiny Care. It's a nonprofit that helps fill the gaps and meet the needs of our at-risk older adults and those disabled after the age of 18, as well as their families.
So disabled after the age of 18, I haven't heard that part before. So that to me is my aha, like what? So let's say somebody is in a wheelchair, unable to, or maybe blind, or something happens. Is that the category?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is. Anyone after the age of 18. Before that is developmentally disabled. And then we have the Far Northern, and they have a lot of money and different programs for folks. But if they become disabled after the age of 18, we know there's just not much money out there, and there's not a lot of services. So we try to get them connected to the services and programs that we know that might be able to help. So sometimes we go in, and you may have someone that is living at home currently. They may be elderly or they may be not, but maybe have vision impairment. We can send in someone to do an assessment and actually supply them with free tools to help them better around the home, to help them enhance that so they're thriving better.
Well, we, you know, here at, on Free Fire Radio in the morning, you know, we partner with Cornerstone Community Bank. And Cornerstone Community Bank, this particular month, chose your organization. Yes. So although you've been on before, we're going to talk about some other elements this morning. So we learn more about Shining Care and the Gatekeeper Program. And the event that is happening, you guys have been working so hard.
Oh,
and
yes.
It really is going to be a collective community event on the 15th of February at Wind River. And this is a fundraiser, meaning that when you go, you want to be able to bid or silent auction or buy raffle tickets or whatever. So all that money goes towards helping these programs. And now you just recently received a grant.
Well, the Shasta County Health and Human Services Public Service received a grant where part of that is that we're a community partner. So we'll see what that all spells out.
But it's something.
Yes. And okay. It's exciting. I mean,
yeah, because
which grant is this?
It was the Healthy Brain. It was for the dementia.
It's for the dementia, and I read yes. about that. And we're getting
congratulations.
We're getting, how much money in that?
That grant was a $750,000 grant.
Right. And yeah. So it'll trickle down into your organization because there's several,
yes.
but into your
Definitely.
Organization. And so you know, it's very common. We've had a lot of experience in our family, in our, what do you want to call it, you know, like in-law family as well, where dementia comes in to the family and disrupts, what could be like, you know, regular life.
Yes.
And then people are scrambling because they really don't know what it means, what it looks like, and not every case is the same.
It's not. We had a case a week and a half ago. The son's living with mom and dad. Dad has dementia. He likes to wander, so he'll get in his truck and take off. And so the son's there trying to take care of both of them. And, you know, dad doesn't understand, and he thinks he's capable of doing everything he's normally been able to do. Son woke up one morning and went to look for his dad, and he was gone. The truck was gone. He did a missing report with the Reading Police Department. They found him 60 miles past Weaverville and lost and confused, and thought maybe he was just heading to Reading.
And we've done this too, but this is where your organization, among the many things that you all do to help the our aging population, which, by the way, there's more and more and more of us. It's not just because we get older every day, but we're living a lot longer. Because we live a lot longer, then there's things that can happen, you know, like dementia or Alzheimer's. So the event itself brings in money so that it stays in our community.
Yes, it does.
And it, you have so many great volunteers. Where, when you say this, you know, some of money will trickle down from grants, but where did you use the money
what we use that money for is spending time on those cases. Some cases are pretty simple. This one that I just shared with you, the dad's not conserved.
Right.
And so he still has his rights. The son may be durable power attorney or financially durable power attorney, but it doesn't give him to say so on things. So it's working with that family, trying to figure out answers to how to keep mom and dad safe and the family intact. So it's a lot of casework time connecting them sometimes to therapy, sometimes to attorneys, you know, helping them, holding their hand to the next point. And if that doesn't turn out, what else can we add in there? So, you know,
the cases
are hard.
And the other day when I was in your office, because Carl and I will be emceeing the Shining Care event, which is this Saturday, and then you have all kinds of different celebrities in town or people that have been, you know, in the news and the media, and Joe Comente is one of them, and, you know, Don Burton, and I think the sheriff, and all these different people that are going to, you know, be on hand, because these are people who tirelessly work on these kinds of benefits, because we come together collectively again to help to hopefully make a successful event. Because we want you guys to raise funds for these very things. I was in your office going over details, and you said, look over there, we have three new cases. And then your eyes are like, you know, you need to also have people working those cases, which isn't necessarily all volunteer work.
No.
So those are professionals that come in and work these cases. So it's not like you call up your cousin and say, hey, can you work on this case today? You have to be licensed. You have to be educated and to know what to look for.
Yes.
So while we're on the phone right now, you graciously have given us two tickets to be at our table. And I want to put that out to our listening audience right now. I would love to give these tickets away for you. It's going to be a nice night, but I also want you to know that we would like, if you do call in for these tickets, that your heart is open in order to be part of the fundraising, which means, you know, bid on a silent auction item, bid on a live auction item, buy a raffle ticket, you know, because it's a sit-down dinner and it's a fundraiser. So if you think that you're in the market to do that the 15th this weekend and sit at our table, give us a call right now, and the first caller will get those two tickets. And I'll make sure before Colleen leaves she'll have them and we'll know what your meal choice is.
Yes.
All right. So let's any more questions that are vitally important?
Every time that you all come on, I learn something new. But you also help people with problems with electricity, with all types of things. And I think this is also important, that when you're a senior, especially an aged senior, that is on a fixed income, changes to the income can have radical make you make radical decisions mm-hmm. on what you spend your money for. So yes. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
It's a tough program. When you have those seniors living on those incomes, we have one in Cottonwood. It's kind of sad. It's a husband and wife. She can no longer bear weight. He's trying to take care of her.
Mm.
And they're having to spend their income because he's so arthritic. He can't move and cook and clean. And he's the one that helps keep her clean and rotates her and does that. And so they're using their money on their little fixed income to go out and buy dinner, breakfast, and lunch because he can't cook. And trying to get them to see bringing in a caregiver would make more sense than going out and spending money on fuel, you know, and
sure.
the food being already instantly made versus someone coming in and cleaning their house, having them, you know, get to the doctor so they can get their home health referral back put in place. As it is, they're working with a doctor, trying to get a doctor out to see her so Medicare will approve to have home health. But having a very small income, it makes it really hard, and especially if it doesn't qualify for Medi-Cal, but yet they don't have enough to pay for a home care person to come in. It's quite common.
They're caught in a gap right there.
Yep.
They make too much for Medi-Cal, but not enough to take care of the things they need. So your organization will bring in people to help.
What we do is we go in and do an assessment. Sometimes it's an hour to 2.5 hours, really taking in the whole picture. So we look at the home. We look at the different risks there financially. We look at them, you know, cognitively. And then we come out with a roadmap for them. You know, if they want to stay at home, this is what's got to be put in place to keep them safe. And then to have a backup plan, a couple of backup plans for that. So as they progress, then they know exactly what to do, and they won't be in that emergency mode.
Okay. You know, we're talking with Colleen from Shining Care. This is a homegrown organization, by the way, started right here by Joanne McCauley. And it has done so much for our seniors in Redding and Shasta County.
The testimonials are amazing. Last year we emceed, and it was like somebody who came. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it was like they actually had a person come on and talk about how it helped and affected her mother who had passed, but had they come in and really helped. She was at a loss, and that your organization came in and really helped in her final time to be able to just help her get through life, the end of her life, in a gracious way.
Yes, and then we're there for the family as well, because it's that loved one that it's impacting a lot of folks. Through surveys, for one older adult case, it impacts average 7 to 12 people. So that means there's someone coming over and checking on them, or someone dropping off food, or someone to take them to their doctor's appointment, those type of things. And so when we come in, you know, we help put together that natural support for those who want to help, and then start filling in with different services and programs in order to meet that need.
Okay. Now, We're having our major fundraiser. It's this Saturday. Are there a few tickets left? Or?
Yes, there are. Okay. They can still get tickets.
We can still get tickets.
And there, we just offered two free to sit at our table, but we'd like you to be able to come and
buy some raffle tickets.
Encourage you to, you know, spend a little bit of money. I mean, after all, you're going to be able to have a beautiful dinner for free. And
it's going to be a great dinner.
And we're trying to raise funds for your organization, Shining Care and the Gatekeeper. What is it called officially?
It is the Gatekeeper Celebrity Shining Affair.
Yes.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
It is, but it's one that means so much for our community, and we can't thank you enough, Colleen, and all the people from your organization that are they do so much for our seniors here in town.
Thank you.
So, and we will continue to talk about this the rest of this week, and then come out and join Linda and I and everybody Saturday night. We're going to be blinged. Blinged out.
Nice event.
And there is a photo booth and a kissing booth, but it's not the type of maybe kisses that you think.
Right. So, you know, for a simple $10 donation, they get a photo coupon so they can go get their honey and or a group of girls and go get their photos taken.
Yeah.
And then they can send a little love gram with a message with chocolates to someone in a celebrity delivers to the table.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Super. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after the news with Jake Mangus from the Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to KCNR at AM 1460.
Elizabeth Warren couldn't make double digits in her own backyard.
So the results are still coming in from across the state, but right now it is clear that Senator Sanders and Mayor Buttigieg had strong nights. And I also want to congratulate my friend and colleague, Amy Klobuchar, for showing just how wrong the pundits can be when they count a woman out.
Joe Biden followed his disappointing finish in Iowa with another lackluster performance in the Granite State, finishing behind Warren. But in a gaffe-prone statement, brushed off the results, saying the two states weren't diverse.
It is important that Iowa and Nevada have spoken, but look, we need to hear from Nevada and South Carolina and Super Tuesday states and beyond. And look, we're moving into an especially important phase because up till now, we haven't heard from the most committed constituency of the Democratic Party, the African-American community.
The former vice president mixing up New Hampshire with Nevada in the first part of that statement. Nevada holds their caucuses February the 22nd. Meanwhile, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett and businessman Andrew Yang, both failing to break out in the crowded field, canceled their Democratic campaigns. President Trump congratulating the Attorney General for taking charge in the case of convicted political consultant Roger Stone.
Justice Department prosecutors this week recommended that Trump ally Roger Stone be sentenced 7 to 9 years in prison for his crimes stemming from the Russia probe. The president reacted by calling the recommendation very horrible and unfair. Then the Justice Department announced it would seek a shorter sentence. On Twitter, Mr. Trump sent congratulations to Attorney General Bill Barr.
That's Greg Clugston reporting from the White House. More news at townhall.com.
Statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary. If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's Riduzone.com.
Federal regulators are ramping up their investigation of the market dominance of giant tech companies, demanding detailed information on five companies' acquisitions of smaller firms back to the year 2010. Correspondent Jeremy Howe says more on the story.
The Federal Trade Commission announced it was issuing orders to Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, and Google's parent, Alphabet. Hundreds of takeovers of smaller companies are involved. FTC Chairman Joseph Simon says that as a result of the review, the government may require tech giants to unwind earlier acquisitions and divest their assets if it found violations of antitrust law. Simon says short of requiring divesting pieces of companies, other options could include putting assets into a separate company unit or mandating changes in how the companies conduct business. Jeremy House, Washington.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Seattle has banned most residential evictions during certain times of the year.
There will be no evictions during the city's coldest and wettest months of December, January, and February. The Seattle City Council unanimously approved the ban Monday night. Supporters have said the ban was needed to combat homelessness and to prevent people who are down on their luck from being forced outside during bad weather in a city where rents are sky high. Critics argue the ban will hurt landlords and said the city should reduce evictions by connecting needy tenants with rent assistance. John Scott reporting.
Former CNBC anchor Michelle Caruso Cabrera will run against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, joining a dozen other candidates who've announced plans to challenge the high-profile freshman from New York City. AOC stunned the political establishment when she defeated 10-term Representative Joe Crowley in the 2018 Democratic primary, then went on to win the general election. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio station, celebrating over 10 years on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Our phone line's here, 605-4567. It's the 12th of February, 2020, 8:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Okay, so I'm going to go into the news, and then I'm going to offer you some concert tickets. I promised today I would give them away. So we get going on these interviews, and I hate to interrupt, but this is like a really good deal. So today will be sunny with a high of 71 and overnight lows of 38. Tomorrow will be 67 with a low of 39. Mostly clear skies, actually, until Saturday, and then we have partly sunny, then a slight chance of showers with a high of 63 and overnight lows of 44, and the same as Sunday. Chance of showers, and mostly Sunday was 61. Okay, so Carl and I, you know,
brought
to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran. It's a veteran-owned company, 365-3793, located in Anderson. They are our weather sponsors. Each and every time the weather is red, Shasta Gas Propane does sponsor the weather. Okay, so people talk about, you know, events that are going on, and as we had Colleen on in the first last hour, and we were talking about the fact that there's the Go Red Luncheon this Friday, which is going to be fantastic. And I think it's sold out, and that is at the Holiday Inn. And Dr. Orna Gill, who has a show here, will be the keynote speaker, and two other phenomenally women speakers that I have had the great pleasure of hearing before. But there's always something new takeaway, so that's a beautiful event. The 15th, of course, is the Shining Care, which is another semi-formal event that's happening at the Wind River with a sit-down dinner and just a beautifully celebrity night. And then the 21st, the next following Saturday, I'll be singing along with like a variety show kind of involvement for a fundraiser for the Riverfront Playhouse. And, of course, you know, they're building. All of these things are expanding, and we're in a community that's growing, so Riverfront Playhouse on the 21st, you may want to get tickets for that. It's going to be special, and I'm going to be pulling out my Oscar gown and doing a couple Broadway tunes, which is something I haven't done in years, so I'm excited about that. Meanwhile, just FYI, you know, we also partner with the Cascade Theater. So I got a wonderful call from Bethany Rao the other day saying, listen, I have a couple more Richard Marx tickets to give away for February 28th. So I am going to be taking the first caller here to give one set away and he is going to be doing an acoustic show. Now, if you don't remember Richard Marx, not only is he is such a prolific writer, was very, very popular with some of his songs in the 80s and the 90s, but if you looked his site up, you would be amazed at what he's co-written or who he's written for. So he's going to be in the Cascade Theater, and if you've ever seen somebody scale down at the Cascade Theater, it really is a fabulous show. So he's on tour. He will be here February 28th, and I'm going to be giving two tickets away today. What a fabulous Valentine's Day present to give somebody. So give us a call here at 605-4567, and you can go take your date or your mom or your dad or your friend or whoever it is to go see Richard Marx with these two tickets.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Hold on, I got to come back. I was just dancing in junior high school again. Richard Marx brings you back. Very awkwardly, by the way. Got to keep room for Jesus right there.
Got to
keep a Bible between
that
us.
You can't, there you
well,
go.
You're you know what? You have nothing. You know nothing of what it used to be like.
I know that. I admit
it. I mean, I went to Sock Hops. And so the, yeah, oh, no, there was no touching there. There was,
the poodle skirts and everything.
You know what? And the whole thing was, well, it was maybe the poodle skirts. Thank you very much, young man.
Really?
No, but I tell you what, you know, the girls would have to wear something that was absorbent.
Okay.
Because
they were so nervous?
No, because the guys' hands were sweating
all
the
time. That's
it. You know, so, you know, if they were wearing, you know, silk or something like that, it would ruin their dress. But if they went, you know, wore something like a cotton thing that it would just absorb all the sweat.
All right, enough, guys.
Actually, my first co-ed dance was actually at Need Camp or at West Camp at Whiskeytown Lake. And that was, oh, my gosh, the nerves.
Okay,
wow.
Here's a couple of the
songs.
Okay,
there you go.
And the worst part is you go up to somebody that's not dancing and they say no.
You know, 1989.
You have to swim across.
1989, right here waiting for you. Huge hit.
Yes.
Hazard from Rush Street, 1991. Angela, Repeat Offender, 1989. Endless Summer Nights, Richard Marx, 1987. Any of these ring true?
Well, definitely the Right Here Waiting. That's the one.
Hold
right.
On to the Night.
Hold On to the Night. That's right.
Yeah, 1987. Should Have Known Better. At the Beginning. Don't Mean Nothing. Whatever's We Started. The Edge of Forever. Suddenly. Another one down. I mean, he's just written a million songs.
He's in a jungle. Okay.
Shoot.
Jake,
hey.
Sir. Good morning.
Thank you for having me back. It's great to be here at the Chamber Hour.
Chamber Hour is brought to you by, of course, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I sat next to your father yesterday.
You did?
And we are also both members of the Simpson University Citizens Group.
Yes.
You know, and it's so good. You know, we're looking at business and things are happening. I'm so happy, as your father, we discussed it, about Norm Hall being the president there. And it's surprising how much money Simpson University brings into Reading. Like $55 million comes into the Reading area from Simpson University, from the school, from the things they buy, from their students, and all this. And sometimes it's below the radar. So
absolutely agree with that. The campus itself. You know, is out there sort of on the outskirts in a way. And there was this perception erroneously by many in the community that was sort of a closed off place. It was almost like a cloistered situation,
yeah.
You know, and Norm and certainly others before him. But Norm has really taken it to the next level where he said that this is an open campus. We are one with the community. This is your community's university. And what I appreciate about Norm, coming from a development office myself years ago, is that he has that advancement office experience. You can tell that he can front the action. He has the charisma to shake hands and kiss babies and he's not afraid to make the ask for those to reach into their pockets and make contributions to the school. I like how he has said, look, if we don't change what we're doing, this university is going to go away. So we've got to do something different, and we've got to have revenue-generating cost centers for our organization here. And he's running it like a business, which it is. So you see things like a bass fishing team now.
Which,
out
by
there.
The way, finished first in their first tournament.
Wow.
They finished
That's
first.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what? You say a bass fishing team. But what he's doing, he's opening up the university, a swimming team, a diving team, a girls' wrestling team, which is getting many of their athletes are going to be going to the Nationals this year. And you think about that when they say Simpson University, you know, of Reading,
yeah,
because they want to be of Reading, show and shines. I mean, just everything, yes, they can do to be part of our community.
Their whole thing is gateway to world service, and they've certainly reached out across the globe for their students and their athletes. When you look at the tall timber on the basketball team and what Todd Franklin has been able to do, there's a guy that does a wonderful job recruiting, mm-hmm, for years at Liberty Christian, and he works with the NBA as well in talent evaluation. So this is a great talent that we have.
And
he's
got kids from Great Britain to Cottonwood on that team, and that's what I like, you know. So, but Simpson University is, you know, something that we don't really talk about. We're you know, of course, getting them on again,
sure,
and early next month to talk about the things that are going on there and the way that they want to interface with our community and the things that they do. Like, you know, they send out they've got volunteer teams as part of going to school there.
Yeah.
Go out and help people in need. You know, like cleaning up yards, you know, helping people that can't get things done. They'll do it. So it's great.
I think that, you know, 5-Eleven Enterprises has had a relationship with Simpson as well. I think there's a coding school of some sort there now. We've also got this engineering program that they're trying
just,
to get launched.
Started. Yeah, we talked a little bit about that yesterday.
It's great to see, because talking to former employees from the university who are still active in the community, they said, look, you start with a full pie, and then you start to take slices, and you go, this is a rural, Christian, liberal arts, you know, and it really narrows down the scope of what student you're going to attract. So by expanding their curricula, you know, all of a sudden you've got more opportunity. So, I mean, Norm Hall's been great.
He has. Okay, we're here with Jake Mangus, from CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been helping people since 1993. Her insurance and financial office is can help you in so many different levels, in so many different ways. Have you been wondering about if your finances are going to last as long as you are? What kind of insurance can you get for your home or health insurance? A lot of people have had their home insurance canceled because of the fires. Judy has helped so many people with that, and then when they find out what a great job she does on that, it's easy to switch your business insurance, your auto insurance, everything to Judy. Give her a call at 221-0441 or just stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. One of the great professionals there are going to help you. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with a peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
How can we stay forever?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, the 12th of February. It's 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, 8:20 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. 100% certified organic produce. That means from the ground to and through all the processing and to your mouth. It'll be 100% organic, as are their supplements. Best in the North State for over 13 years in a row, and they are homegrown people here that care about your health and getting the right nutrients to you. That's Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Okay, we're here with Jake Mangus in our Chamber of Commerce Hour, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Jake, okay, we talked about, even though people said, well, I really like Jake and Carl talking about, I'm not sure if it was about
just Memory Lane.
Memory Lane or something like that, but but a lot of things going on.
Sure.
Not just the election. Coming up on March 3rd in Measure A, but a lot of other things are happening that the chamber is involved in. Can you kind of tell us what the latest soup du jour is?
Yeah, if we jump outside of the election for a moment, one of the things we heard from our membership is that workforce development is their greatest challenge right now, certainly rivaling public safety at this moment in our community. So it's up to us to respond to that. And one of the ways that we're doing that, as we drilled down, we said, when you say workforce development, what do you mean? And they said, really, it's finding skilled workers. Okay, well, what type of skilled workers? And they said, well, it came down to most often entry level soft skills, people who are able to show up to work on time, have a conversation, take care of the customer, really create that customer experience, certainly in retail with Amazon and everything that's affecting Main Street across the country. If you can control the way that you treat your customers and create that great experience, we think that that's probably one of the best ways to combat that at this time, other than jumping on online yourself with your business.
You're talking about retail,
yeah,
right now. But you're right. You know, there isn't one person that we talk to that, you know, that is hiring that is saying is that there's just not enough people out there for these jobs. And how many times have we run into that?
Yeah, it's true. And so we're partnering with Shasta College on a couple of things. One is through their business training center, which is a brand new concept. They have for years, they've printed and mailed out the community education catalog. And now they're rebranding a component of that called the Business Training Center. Jumped all over that one, and we said we want to be in on that. So we created Reading Chamber University. Angela Cordell with Shasta College and Eva Jimenez has helped big time. And so what it's going to be is it's going to be a series of courses that happen year after year that help to develop our workforce, either those that are entering the workforce, but I think even more than that, it's those that are already employed that are looking to elevate their careers in our community, either within their place of business or in another business in the community. So in addition to those, we've also marked classes with a star in the catalog that are basically Business Training Center, Reading Chamber University, approved or certified.
Give us an example of that, Jake.
So one of them would be computer classes. We know that beginning Excel is a big a skill. Having Excel skills on the computer is very helpful. There are a lot of folks that are in need of bookkeepers, for example, and as the chamber itself was looking for bookkeeping options, we realized that they really come at a premium these days. So
yeah,
because
a lot of places, you know, I look at, you know, different things, and in there must be computer literate, and they'll mention it, you know, Word, Office, and Excel.
I think one of the things that's really gratifying to me is that we've gravitated to draw from our own membership for the talent. Since these are not accredited or not credited classes, mm-hmm. that means that you can have someone who is, you know, doesn't have a master's degree but has the work experience and the life experience to teach the courses. So we have drawn upon North State Grocery and Holiday Market, because Holiday Market and Save More Foods, those folks have done an exemplary job in customer service excellence. You go into a Holiday Market and you're going to be asked by the employee with a smile, are you finding everything you need? Can I help you with anything? And those types of basic skills, that isn't, some of it is nature, but a lot of it is nurture, the stuff that they've actually been taught on the job through the programs that they have and they've implemented. They've written books on this, and so we're going to be able to share that on a broader scale with the business community.
Well, it's
so, pretty exciting.
I mean, how many times have you walked into a place, especially in the, and I hate to say it, but the big box stores, and trying to find somebody, the only way you do it is to, I set off a smoke bomb. And when the smoke is, you know, coming up, then people run in. And then you can ask them a question about, you know, do you have these things? And, you know, they're really irritated. But no, but that what you're talking about is so important, that when a customer comes in, and especially when they shift their stuff around, and which they do, and they have somebody there. Yeah.
Another example is Real in the Field Management Certificate Program, and this is something that's taken place at Shasta College for years. We're just saying this is drawing our attention as one that we recommend if you're already in the workforce. You can gain these skills in basic management principles, managing common workplace scenarios, and advanced management principles. And all of a sudden, perhaps with that certificate, when you go in for that promotion, your boss looks at that and says, look at how this person has taken the initiative. And sometimes the employer will actually pay for the employee to take these classes.
Now, are these classes during the day or the evening?
It varies, but these ones are actually during the day. So it's an investment on behalf of the business as well, mm-hmm. in investing in their workforce, their employees themselves. And it's shastacollege.edu/community education. Mm-hmm. You can always Google that, too, to find the course catalog online and sign up.
You know, just getting classes and things, just like you just mentioned, you know, for your office manager, you know, dealing with, you know, different things coming in. Do you have anything there dealing with crazies walking through your door off the streets?
Wow, that is a learn on your feet scenario.
That's right.
And thankfully with people like Hill Country and their mobile crisis team, you know, you have some places where you can refer people or at least call and get a quick response. So that's nice as well.
Well, Northern Firearms Instruction, too, is concealed carry. That's always there.
A good friend of the show, I'm sure. There was something else about that, and it's drifted away on me. But
you're too young to have things drift away.
Oh yeah, here it is. It's back at our Legends and Leaders Gala recently. Mm-hmm. Other than the businesses that were honored that night, I would say the highlight of the show was when we presented the scholarship giving opportunity. People raising their paddles. you know, really beginning with Lee Salter and the McConnell Foundation, contributed $5,000 on the spot, which was doubled by Frank Strazzarino, the late Frank Strazzarino, CEO of the chamber. His son Robert matched that first $5,000. Anyway, all told, as that became a domino effect with people giving throughout the room, we raised almost $27,000 that night for the scholarship fund of the chamber, which goes to local folks that are connected to chamber member businesses in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've done is we've said we're going to expand this and be more, I guess, aware and intentional in focusing on career training as well as the scholars that are going off to four-year universities. It's really the blue-collar scholar that we are also focusing on.
You know, the fact is the ones that are getting their degrees out at Shasta, and they're working in those, you know, the blue collar, which, by the way, is a badge of honor, of course, and I believe. They're being hired before they can finish their classes because of the type of training they give out there.
Sure.
But the other is that people are just snapping them up. We just don't have enough people to put in the electrical grids or to build the houses or to do everything that comes along to clear the land, any of these things. I think that's just a great that's a great way of for the scholarship money to be used, is to help our local ones. Yeah. That, you know what, I don't want to get my full 4-year degree. I want to start working. This is something I'm good at, and I'm good with my hands.
As you know,
you get paid a living wage when you leave there.
Yeah, and very impressed with the welding program out there, and seeing that and hearing firsthand the job shortage. They're in such high demand. To me, I always think about it, light at the end of the tunnel. The tunnel is not very long, and that light is not a train. It's opportunity and a really great paying job there.
We had a Shasta College in the other day talking about their horticultural program, and the people that graduate from there, there's hundreds of jobs out there. And one went on to the University of Nevada, Reno, using what she had learned at Shasta College, because they've got a conduit that takes these students and puts them into the University of Nevada, Reno. And she's already had two job offers, and she's just trying to figure out which one she wants to go to. I mean, they're out there.
Correct.
And it's things that you don't think about. You know, like in this case, it's range management and about all the what has to be done to keep farms and ranches and federal lands thriving. So, I mean, these are jobs that you can walk into, or, you know, training, you can walk into jobs.
Very wide-reaching. Lori Berry's done a wonderful job there, too.
Yeah. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Speaking of another job that is a paying wage, working on HVAC systems is something that you can walk into the job, you get trained there if you don't already have some training in it, and you can make a very good living off of working in the HVAC systems, and especially with Alliance Heating and Air, who is always looking for good people, just like everybody else. They take care of our HVAC systems. There's no complaints. Show up on time. Do the work. Highly professional. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-768-5557 or go to primeres.com/ready. This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Street Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios.
Yeah, good morning, everybody, on this beautiful live edition of Free Fire Radio with Carla Linda Bott. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, hey, where do you go when you got a crack? No comment, please. Or chip in your windshield. You go to Crack Master Windshield and Repair on 273. No, I'm telling you, up to 22 inches if you've got, like, really literally a crack from a, you know, a rock or the heat. You know, we're going from the heat to the air conditioning a lot, and that happens a lot. So go to the veteran-owned business, locally owned, and Jeff Wurst from Crackmaster will handle it. Located on 273-241-8373. Give him a call for an appointment today.
Hey, we're with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, the Chamber of Commerce segment is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jake, Measure A. Let's talk about Measure A. We just had somebody in here today that was just adamantly opposed to it.
And if you want to make a call right now, it's 605-4567.
Yeah. I know some people have been wanting to call.
Yeah, they want to call and talk about Measure A, so do it right now.
Yeah. So the Chamber has come out in favor of Measure A.
That's correct. Yes.
And as have many of the businesses and all this, but this is going to be a hard row to hoe. You might say.
We wonder with the percentage of ballots that are absentee, you know, how it's doing right now. I mean, that's one of the things, you know, we would usually think, well, we're going to wait until election day. But it's crazy to think that a lot of this may have already, you know, it's been on happening about a week now.
Yeah,
so.
But this is 66% is a tough number to get to.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. This is what, through our surveying of our membership over the last few years, we've heard time and again, and certainly with the vote on Measures D and E in 2016, spoke loud and clear that the chamber membership, anyway, would like to see a specific sales tax offered if given the choice between general and specific. And this is that specific tax. Now, the way that I've looked at it recently is that we've said, look, There are unfunded pension liability issues. There's a big crisis throughout the state of California. It's like a big wave getting ready to crash on the shore. But we don't know when that wave is going to crash. When's that system going to implode? What's happening on the local level to try to mitigate that? There have been strides taken with union negotiations and things like that. But for me, the bottom line is this. There are two separate issues. They really are. The unfunded pension liability crisis is a big deal. It's something that's, in a lot of ways, outside of our control as local voters and taxpayers. Now, when you look at Measure A, and when I think about it this way, we are fiercely independent in this part of the state. We have shows on this radio station that are fighting for a 51st state. We want to break away from Sacramento. And yet, this tax measure gives us the power as local taxpayers and voters to direct where this 1% goes. Sacramento doesn't have anything to do with that. We do. So this is a chance for us to invest in our community. The money, that 1%, doesn't go to Sacramento. It stays
with
us.
Like other sales taxes.
Yes, it stays with us. So why wait decades, if that, for the other crisis to be resolved at the sacrifice of our own community? So this is a way to make a big difference now.
Well, let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you very much for having me.
Sure, what's
on
your mind?
Quick question. The position on the chamber is to support a Measure A, obviously, and I support making people accountable for their actions. You know, I've always been accountable for my actions, and I'm sure you have as well. The concern is when we write something like this for public safety, and we put in there we're offsetting current existing jail and county and city expenses with the new piggy bank money from Measure A. What happens to that money that was now going to operate and maintain the jail? What are we doing with that? Do you have a position on that? Can you tell me what they're going to be doing with that?
That's a really good question, and I know that it's written into the ordinance.
Some things in life you can.
That it's written into the ordinance that these new dollars cannot supplant or take the place of current dollars that have been budgeted. This is in addition to.
Can you tell me where that is, please? Because I've read the entire ordinance several times.
Well, I know
I've seen those words, yep. Bob.
May not supplant.
Okay. But here's the other thing too: is they're saying, well, the budget. They go back 3 years and they go back 3 years to see how much money is being spent. Like last year, they spent $9,800,000 on the jail, of our existing jail. They can't take like $2 million out of that and put it someplace else. If you've been spending $9 million, you've got to continue spending and raising it. You know, and it's been being raised by like 4%.
We'll spend that $9 million, but will it come from the existing county budget or will it be
existing county budget? It comes from the existing county budget. The new one, if there is, when it says for existing jail, they're short staff in there, but they don't have the money to hire the new staff. So under Measure A, they'll hire the new staff for the old jail and then also staff the new jail. And I can't imagine.
The plan clearly says repair, renovation, and maintenance of existing county jail and adult detention facilities, and also existing county jail operations. That tells me supplanting that money with new Measure A money. And what happened to that money you just paid out of Measure A?
Measure
That's
A.
what I read this. I can't find that. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh,
I'll have to. Maybe I can call in afterwards, and you can point me to.
Yeah, let me look it up because I've seen it says it can't be supplanted.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't expect you to do it now on the radio.
Okay.
But I'd really like to find that.
Okay,
so
that's
comfortable.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, give us a call after the show here, and give me like 10 minutes to look it up, though. Okay.
No problem. This is on throughout. You know, the cities are doing the same thing as the county: existing hiring, staffing, training, equipment, etc. That's an expense. That's not a money out of this thing. It should not be taken out of Measure A.
It should not be taken out of Measure A. It's just for new people. For as far as hiring new people.
It doesn't say new, though. That's the problem. If it said new, that would be no issue.
Well,
let me say,
let me get into it and give me a call. Give me like 15 minutes to pull it up and so I can take a look at it again. Okay, thanks a lot, Bob. Here's my thought on Measure A, and people know we're behind it, is that a revolving door isn't working, and it's been like this. The legislature did it to us with AB 109, but then our fellow citizens down in Southern California, because the North didn't vote for it, AB 47 and 57, or Proposition 4757 just made it worse. And then now the legislature is even making it worse through laws they're passing. And my bottom line on this was, if it was just a jail, and would that solve all the problems? I don't believe it will. Because you need the DAs, the public defenders, you need the staff. We know we're short people out there. Will we ever have enough policemen? No. But then again, if we had enough policemen so there's one in every corner, I wouldn't want that.
Yeah, exactly. Frankly, we don't want a police state.
It becomes a police state. And people complain about how much we pay police. Well, okay, but that's really got nothing to do with this one, in my opinion, because this measure is to build a place to put people and take the ones we have and move them into other regions, and pay for that too. So we'll have even more room. A county this size should have a jail that's close to 1,000 people.
And instead we have, 480-something?
I don't think it's 480. I think it's 408. But anyway, the chamber, now you went out to the chamber, and what kind of response did you get?
Well, we got the loud and clear response from the members that more than 75% would be in favor of Measure A. They said they would vote yes on Measure A.
And those are the ones that responded.
And those are the ones that responded. Yes, correct. So we had a 20% response, which is on par with the other, surveying that we do. You kind of get those two ends of the bell curve, the 80-20 rule, I think, really applies in this case as well. So the question for us is, what about the other 80%? What do they think about this? It's tough to get people to speak up and get engaged. So we know that's not the case for a lot of the listeners of KCNR. I mean, they're listening because they care about the community, and we appreciate that.
We do. We have a very, very active listening audience.
Yep.
And let's go to the phones. Speaking of callers, Roger, good morning.
Well,
okay, we got to take a break.
Hey, Roger, hang on just for a second.
Thomas, we just saw the time. So will you hold on? Okay, we'll be right back with these messages.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the place that Linda loves to hang out at. We'll be right back. 8:45 in the morning, 49 degrees out there.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Coming to the Cascade Theater February 21st, The Doo-Wop Project. Featuring Broadway stars from Jersey Boys and Motown the Musical, The Doo-Wop Project recreates pop hits from Frankie Valli and The Temptations, and they doo-wopify some of today's biggest chart toppers like Jason Mraz, Maroon 5, and Amy Winehouse. The Doo-Wop Project, February 21st at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. It's Wednesday, the 12th of February, 8:48 in the morning. Cypress Square Barbershop is bringing us this segment of the show. You can give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment today. It's Man's Last Stronghold. We're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce here in Reading, and Roger is on the line. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, I got a card here from the Measure A committee, and it has just exactly, I think, what this extra money is going to be spent for. It says two officers in Anderson, two officers in Shasta Lake, 23 officers in Reading, and it goes on to a whole bunch of... Is this exactly what the money's going to be spent for, or is it just a general type thing? Do you know?
Jake? Okay. Well, the way I understand it can be up to 23 officers, and the reason it's written like that is if you say we're going to hire exactly 23 officers and say the amount of money brought in does not support that, that's why they have to write these things,
yeah.
And they can't give exact numbers, like 30. Up to 450 new beds, because if the money coming in is less, you won't have the money to do that. But yeah, that is the plan for it if they get the anticipated taxes.
Okay, so this is just a general plan. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
But the money is going to be used for that from Measure A. It's not going to be used for existing police.
Well, I'm afraid I'm against it, but... Because giving free stuff to homeless people don't work. Free stuff never works for anybody.
I agree 100% with that, Roger, but I also know this. Having talked to so many policemen and have them coming through here and the sheriff's office and all this, and from my friends and from myself, when somebody steals your car and when they arrest them and they go down to the jail and they're out before the policeman finishes his paperwork, we need to have some kind of – you have accountability in your life. We need to have accountability in these thieves and bandits' lives is my thought.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. Okay, Jake, what else have we got here?
So we do have something that's a totally different topic, and this is private money. This is not public money.
Private
so,
money.
You know, we like private money.
We like private money.
And we like private. This is a public-private partnership, though, I'd say, because we're talking about a city park. It's one that's kind of forgotten about. It was part of our Reading City Identity Project, and that is Riverfront Park. Riverfront Park is that little concrete stage in between the Sundial Bridge and the Civic Auditorium. And, you know, I've seen performances there in the past, and it's fine, and it's adequate. However, what if we were able to really elevate the experience there for the performers as well as for the audience experiencing that performance? So one of the 20 ideas selected by the committee, and it was this idea came from the community, is to completely enhance that stage with a beautiful canopy of sorts with a steel structure. And so... This is a project that I am anticipating and planning to create a multi-rotary club effort.
I love it.
To help raise the funds necessary to make this a community asset. And then what I think will happen as you go down the line is we'll have this done, and then people will be sitting on the grass and they'll be listening to the music and seeing the lights and all this experience, and they're going to say, you know what, we could improve this grassy area. Maybe we should terrace it. Maybe we should improve this other. And what about this trail that's going by, because there have been trail improvements and all
right.
that stuff too.
It could be called the lawn. Let's go see music on the lawn.
Absolutely. I'm in.
No, they had this in – we're going to take a phone call in just a minute. When I first went to Nashville, which is a 95, on the river they had – every Thursday night was a festival, music all night long. Well, it finished at 9 or 10, but they had it terraced down and the music was floating on a boat.
Wow.
But it was still like a hang. It was free.
Sure.
You know, that you could either drink a beer or not a beer, but it was just a great place for everybody to be musical and see things, all different kinds of genres of music, and it was really quite the hang. We have the perfect opportunity to do here.
It's absolutely the most beautiful place there because we've been to those before, and down there at the amphitheater.
Yeah.
And you've got the river there. First of all, it's in the middle of summer, it's like 10 degrees cooler at least, wherever you are in there. Sit back, lay there on the ground, or bring little chairs and things. And it's a great way to spend an evening, or a couple of evenings, or even have to imagine a jazz weekend.
That's right.
It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, where you go there and you buy a ticket for the whole weekend, you know, to help, you know, with the cost there. And you get to come in.
We used to have that Shasta Dixieland Jazz Festival here in Reading year after year, my childhood. And, you know, venues like this could create opportunity for that to occur again and other genres as well. And think about the complement that this type of a sized venue would be with the other great venues that we have in town for music and entertainment. And then what if there was a summer concert series that was on a day that wasn't in conflict and instead complemented, like the Mosquito Serenade and the summer barbecue, the summer concert series in Anderson and in Shasta Lake City, and Reading had a series as well. So pretty much every night of the week, you could go listen to live music outside. So.
Yeah. And think about other events that come during this time frame, like, you know, Culebra Nights has a lot of things, but imagine down at the amphitheater, you had a 60s rock, you know, because a lot of these, you know, the cars are older, so you have 60s and 70s music.
I'm going back to the sock hop again.
Back to the sock hop. do you have any other things that you're working on besides this one? I mean, I know you're working on so many different things.
Well, a lot of them are in process right now. I gave an update to our board yesterday evening, actually, on all this stuff. And they're all moving forward, whether it's giant murals in downtown Reading, Electric Alley, that'll be done in the next couple of weeks. Welcome to Downtown Reading sign that's coming soon. That's part of the Streetscapes project, which is supposed to start work any day now downtown. And it's amazing. I keep saying downtown, downtown, downtown. Well, these ideas came from the community, and it seems that of all the places in Reading that they see opportunity, it's the waterfront and it's our downtown. So that's why you're seeing a lot of this stuff happen there.
Well, when we start working on the river, you know, what it's going to look like. We have such an opportunity. I hope we do not squander that. I hope that we have, that we enhance our riverfront, not take away environmentally or all this, but enhance our riverfront where people will come in and stroll through the evening and get a slushy and then go on down and end up listening to music and, you know, dinner and all these things.
We've got Chris Koutras as a close friend of the chamber, so I continue to work on that.
Well,
so.
I can't. We need to get Chris on someday. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Really should.
Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Here I am back to Measure A. Hey, yeah. No place in that Measure A does it say up to 450 beds. It doesn't say up to any number of beds. That is clear. And when you have me back on your show like you said you would, I'd like to come on with you and Trish. I've got some more information and some new stuff to lay on you, Carl. And one thing I want to point out, you and Jake just said that we need a 900, 1,000-bed jail. Isn't that correct?
I believe that's
what the jail study indicated.
The jail study said that.
I can show you on July 16th at the supervisors' meeting where Leonard Modi said we only need 500 and we're there.
What?
I can show you that.
What year was that?
This last year.
So Leonard Modi says five. Well, he's going to be on next Tuesday.
I don't know that the jail study was released yet by that point, though.
No, but he'll be on next Tuesday.
He had a jail study that was a year old.
Well,
he sent it to me.
Like I said, well, he's on next Tuesday. I'll ask him about that. So if 500 is enough, then we'll see what he thinks.
Why don't you do your homework and go to the videos and start at 2 hours and 14 minutes, July 16th. Well, 1919.
That eliminates 2 hours and 13 minutes of having to listen to it, right?
That's right.
Thanks a lot, Nick.
You can skip right on.
Thanks a lot, Nick.
What they've been able to do is, you know, if it's not spelled out specifically, I can't confirm or deny that comment, but they certainly have the percentages of the revenue brought in that would be spent on the certain categories. And obviously then you would say, well, then if you're talking about X amount of dollars, how many beds would you be able to build? Well, we could build up to certain number with that money.
It's not going to be easy, but again, I go back to it is, you know, what's our solution?
Exactly. And, give me an alternative. I want an alternative. Give it to us. What is it?
Yeah.
You know?
Every time I get into this thing, and I've been on Facebook much more than I want to, but, you know, and one of Nick's, and I don't know if it's still a solution, so you don't have to call back in because we run out of time, but was a jail. Yes, we need a jail. Do we need everything else that goes with it?
That's it. Yeah, it's got to be more of a holistic criminal justice system approach, and that's what they've done. They've looked at it like a business with a supply chain, and where are the bottlenecks? Let's alleviate those.
It does me no good just to have my studios here unless I have all the support that goes along with it, you know, the internet, the telephone lines, and all these things. So anyway,
Sue in the other room.
Sue in the other room, who is still not going to ever forgive you for what you did. No, it was.
I tried to get the newspaper on the porch, okay, Sue? But I was 12 years old. Come on.
Hey, Jake, thanks again so much for showing up here. And I want to thank, of course, SRMC for supporting our downtown and our whole community and our business here, as do so many other businesses.
And by the way, I want to just put in here really quickly that on Friday we've got Scott Joss, who's going to be in the studio with a wonderful interview. He just got back off a tour with Chris Christopherson.
That's exciting.
And we're going to be giving tickets away because he's just a great guy. He lives here locally. And so we've got some good things happening. He's coming in on Valentine's Day. So a lot of things coming up here on KCNR. Stay tuned. And we thank Jake Mangus for being with us. And keep your ears open because we've got tickets given away here for some concerts coming up in the next couple of days.
There you go. And as our last comment here from Sungold, is there more than one version of Measure A?
I don't know, but boy, it's contentious.
Maybe that's what the problem is here. Hey, everybody, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys out there today.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.